The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 3 of the addiction recovery program.
My name is Dub.
Hi, Dub.
I'm a grateful son of God who has been filled tonight. This has been a powerful meeting, and I have heard so many wonderful things that have touched my heart and my soul and taken me back to some sweet and some painful memories. But that's what this program does, is it always keeps us moving forward. The main thing that I've heard tonight from everybody, and it's been awesome, is that this program is a program of moving forward. You know, we can spend the rest of our lives worrying about 1964, and we won't have to worry about Einstein's definition of insanity. We will be insane. So I just want to take you on one little trip back to November 4th, 2000. After many, many years, starting my recovery in 1965, I know there's a silence gone over, like, who could be that old? Anyway, I started my... Okay, well spoken, Robert. Anyway, the new math doesn't even work for my story, because November 4th, 2012, I will have 13 years clean and sober.
Awesome.
Okay. Now, for the bad news, I started it in 65. That math doesn't fit, so there's a lot of vague years. But the good news is, on November 4th, 2000, after arm wrestling my bishop, who was one of my old drinking buddies that just put a lid in it and walked away and never drank again, I went to him and I said, you know that I've been going to AA for years and I'm doing okay, but... man, there's got to be something more. And my siblings in New Mexico tell me there's a meeting that the church has. And he goes, I don't think so. I'd know about it. And I says, you're telling me they have that back in New Mexico, in a little old Four Corners area, and we don't have it here, right in the shadows of the Salt Lake Temple? And he says, I don't think so, but let's send you up to family service and get you some counseling. So I went up there, and my counselor, I said, before you start, do we have a program? And he goes, yeah, we do. I'll give you the list when we leave. And I go, no, I just want the list. So he could see that I was a knucklehead, so he gave me the list and said, get out of here. I looked on the list, and the first meeting was Monday at 12 o'clock at Pioneer. Pioneer was just one stake over from my Cannon stake. So I went to this noon meeting, but on the way down, I went through Desert Book because my counselor says the book we use is called He Did the Note. He did deliver me from bondage. So I paid for it, and I went over to my meeting, and I walked in, and there was a whole stack of them with a sign that said $10 each. Well, I just paid $18.95 for mine at Deseret Book. So I said, oh, okay, this is where I belong. Anyway, the facilitator that day said, welcome. We always say this to newcomers. What was your name, Dub? Welcome, Dub. I got some good news and bad news. I said, okay. The good news is, Dub, you don't ever have to drink again, even if you want to. I said, what's the bad news? The bad news, where are your new friends? You know, so. Anyway, that was the day that I made a decision, was that day. I listened intently as those 33 people shared in that high council room. And the last time I'd been in the high council room was to get excommunicated. But by now, I was back in the church, and I'm sitting in there, and man, this is powerful. I went home and got in my bedroom closet and closed the doors and turned out the lights, and I made a decision to surrender for the first time in my life. All those years in AA, I had fake surrendering for a few hours, a couple of times, a few weeks. But always took it back. This time I could not stop crying. For 45 minutes I wept like a small child that I was. And that's the day that my new life started. And I have been blessed that I have never had a slip since that surrender. That's how powerful it was for me. So as you talk about your decisions tonight, I know exactly that moment. And that is so powerful that we all have that in common, and none of us have any recovery unless we have a spiritual awakening through surrendering. I bear that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thanks, Dr.
The full episode for Step 3 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.